Welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm here with Pastor Leek of Hope Bible Church, and we are beginning a new series on grounding your faith. Recently, we've just concluded our former two series on discovering the Christian faith and getting started in the Christian faith. But in this series on grounding your faith, we're going to survey seven important truths of the Christian faith. These, of course, aren't the only seven truths, but these are just seven pretty important ones.
Yep, they're pretty important ones.
So the question today, Pastor Leek, is why is it important that we believe Jesus is both God and man?
That's the right question to start with. Our faith is focused on Jesus. He is indeed both God, the eternal God, almighty God, and he is also a human being, and that blows your mind. But because he is both, it's important that we believe him as both. He is called God in Scripture. Thomas bowed before him and called him my Lord and my God. He's called God in John chapter 1. He's worshipped by all of the angels. He said that he existed long before he came into this world. John 1 and Colossians 1 say he created everything in the universe. Everything that is seen, he created it all. He even picked up the mantle as having the right to judge every man, woman, and child who's ever lived, that he'll be the final judge of them. He's the savior of all people. These are all roles that only God can do. And so there's a lot of evidence that he is God, that we are to be devoted to him as God. Now, what kind of a crazy man would say, you know, you need to devote your whole life to me and be willing to die for me and live for me and worship me? And only God can say that. And so he was either blaspheming or he really, truly was the Lord of all. Now, this brings up the relationship that he had with God the Father. We'll talk about that in another blog that we have, but just know for now that Jesus is the eternal God. He had no beginning, he had no end, and he is worship. At the same time, he became a human being. Now, he hadn't always been a human being, but the Bible says he came down and he took on human flesh. He actually became a human. He was born of a human, Mary. He lived and grew up. He bled and died. He became hungry, of course, and tired. There are many examples of that in the Scripture. Why did he have to be a human being? Well, he had to be a human being so he could save all the human beings in Adam's race. We're all born through Adam and Eve, and he had to become one of Adam's children so that he could save us as well. He had to be tempted in every way that we are tempted as well, to show that he did not give in to temptation, and he was perfectly sinless, unlike all the rest of us who are sinful. But Laura, when we say that he's God and man, we don't mean that he's two people. We don't mean there's one person, Jesus, who is God, and another person, Jesus, who's man. We mean that he's one person, and in that one person, he's fully and completely God, and he's fully and completely a human being. He does not pretend to be God or pretend to be a human being. He's not 50% human or 50% man. He's fully God, fully man, and this is what the Christians have always believed. We don't have two saviors. We have one. He is the one God-man, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, and that's why our faith is so focused on him.
I think most people can find it easy to identify as Jesus as a man, but understanding that he called himself God, he accepted people calling him God, and that he functions as the creator of everything, and understanding those two exist together harmoniously, that, I think, is truly foundational for the Christian faith.
And he did. He said, before Abraham was born, I am. And he used the title of God. And he showed constantly that he knew what was inside of men. He could read the minds of man. He knew what was coming in the future. He controlled the future. And so all power, he said, has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And he is Almighty God, and he has to be worshipped that way. Even in Revelation, he says, I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last. In chapter 1. So we worship him as God, and we appreciate him as a human being that he was, setting an example for us.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.